Well, here's something surprising. You can understand a question perfectly in English and still get it completely wrong when you report it.
Exactly. Someone asks you, where are you from? Easy, right? But then you try to say it again and suddenly you say, she asked, where are you from?
And that's where everything breaks.
Because reported questions are not really questions anymore.
Yeah, they look like statements, but they carry the meaning of a question.
And today, we're going to make this simple, clear, and practical.
So you can finally report questions naturally without overthinking.
Let's get started. You're listening to the Trainland podcast, your place to learn English. Get your free class with the link in the description or visit trainland.com so you can learn English with the best school online.
Very good. There you go. No, trainland.com down. Very good. Fantastic. So let us then just start with our fictional dialogue, should we? This is after a networking event, and we will talk about the people we met during this event. So let's start.
Do this. That event was intense. People asked so many questions.
I know, Aline. One guy come up and to me and asked if I worked in marketing.
Really? Someone asked me if I had my own business.
And what did you say?
I told her I worked in education.
Nice. Someone else asked me where I was from.
That's the classic question.
Yes, and then he asked what I did exactly.
Same here. A woman asked me why I had chosen this career.
Well, that's quite a deep question for a networking event, right?
Exactly. And then she asked if I enjoyed my job.
Well, let me guess. You said yes.
Of course. But then someone else asked me how long I had been working here.
Oh, people love asking personal questions.
Yes, and one guy even asked me if I was planning to move abroad.
Wow, that escalated quickly.
What about you?
Well, someone asked me whether I was interested in changing jobs.
And?
Well, I told him I would think about it.
All right, excellent. So let's break this down. This dialogue will bring a lot of opportunities for us to understand reported speech, because this is where many students struggle. So first of all, let's start with a key rule, the most important thing to remember. Reported questions are not questions anymore. No inversion, no do, does, did, and no question structure.
Very good. So let us see how this ones work, right? Let's start with the yes, no questions. So let us see the structure. You got it here on this slide. You have to ask a question with if or whether, right? So then examples from the dialogue. Do you work in marketing? So how will you report that? You would say, he asked if I work marketing. Another question could be, or we use, was, do you enjoy your job? So if I want to report that question, I would say something like, she asked if I enjoyed my job. And this is important because there are some mistakes, especially with Spanish speakers, no? You start to think, well, how should I ask this? And then you're starting to say, he asked me, do I work in marketing? That's not the right way. Another one could be, he asked me if I do work. Well, remember, no do's. No do does in this type of question. So simple. He asked me if I worked in marketing.
Very good. Very helpful. Thank you, Johnny. Now, let's continue with questions, but this time with the ones who have the question words, what we called WH words, yes? So let's mention the structure. It's very clear here on the screen. Asked, the question word, where, what, who, subject, and then verb. There is no inversion, okay? So if the original question was, where are you from? The reported speech or the reported question would be, he asked where I was from. No, where was I from, okay? Mm-hmm. For example, what do you do? He asked me what I did. Why did you choose this career? She asked me why I had chosen that career. No inversion. Because the very common, very frequent mistake is, she asked me, where are you from? He asked, what do you do? That is wrong. We repeat the correct one so that it sticks. She asked where I was from. He asked what I did.
Fantastic. Then we go to the usual, what happens with the reported speech or reported questions, no? Is the tense changes, no? So the what we call the backshifting. So you have to remember that when you report, the present becomes past and the past becomes past perfect. Okay, so then, for example, if the question is, what do you do? That is a question in the present, but now you have to report it in the past. He asked what I did. Or why did you leave? That's the past question. So then the reported question would be, she asked why I had left.
Excellent. Let's talk about pronouns now. This is another big mistake. He asked where you are from. That's wrong. He asked where I was from. Of course, the subject changes. We're no longer talking about the same person. You must adapt the sentence to the speaker, okay?
That's right. Perfect. Fantastic. So another English learner's mistake, even advanced, sometimes even advanced can make this one, okay? Commit this, make it. They keep the question structure because it feels natural. But remember, this is no longer like a question. English doesn't work like that.
It's true. Let's do a quick recap because it's a lot of information and it's very nice to have this list. So remember, no question form. Use if, whether for yes or no questions. That used to be questions, no longer questions now. Keep WH word, change the tense, and change pronouns.
Fantastic. So now this is your turn. ¿Cómo dirías en inglés? Ella me preguntó dónde trabajas.
Think about structure. Think about tense. And if you're watching YouTube, write the answers in the comments, please.
That's right. Si nos estás escuchando ahora mismo, estamos aquí abiertos. Tenemos puesto si quieres hacer algún comentario, nosotros te iremos respondiendo a lo largo de este podcast. Bueno, if you are enjoying this episode, then please visit our website, trainland.com, to improve more your English with our 100% effective method and very complete e-learning platform.
Or scan the QR code to get your free class.
Yeah. That's right. So let us continue then with our cultural section, because we will talk about these things that we will hear a lot of sayings or words or sentences that people said that were not reported exactly the way they should. So what they really said versus what people reported, okay?
That's a very good one. Very good one. So let's go deeper into something very interesting and actually a bit dangerous when it comes to language.
That's why, because sometimes what people say is not what people remember.
Examples. Taylor Swift said, I am working on new music.
Yeah, and the media reported, she said she was working on new music.
That one is correct, but sometimes the things change more than they should.
That's right. It's not always the case, no, that maybe a star said something and maybe the media just reports exactly what they said. Let us go to another example, the inventor of Tesla, Elon Musk. And Elon Musk said once, this project will change the future.
Reported as, he said the project would change the future.
Well, still accurate, but sometimes headlines go further.
Let's see example of distortion now, very common ones. Let's imagine this. direct speech. I think this idea could change the future.
Very good. So that sounds good. But suddenly, maybe the headline says, he said it will change the future.
That's a small change, but a big difference in meaning.
That's right. Okay. So let us go to one that might sound familiar to to you. How would you pronounce this?
Marie Antoinette.
Ah, oh, Marie Antoinette. It sounds so French. So one of the most famous examples in history, no? So she said something like, let them eat cake.
People say, Marie Antoinette said that.
Historians, that's right. But historians believe she probably never said it.
I hope so, because it's not a very kind sentence toward her people. Anyway, another confusion, a movie one, Mandela Effect. Let's talk about something fascinating, the Mandela Effect. What's that? Yeah.
Well, that's when a large group of people remember something, but they remember this incorrectly.
Example, people think the quote is, look, I am your father.
Very good. Well, yesterday was May the 4th. No, May the 4th be with you, Star Wars Day. So, but the real line says, no, I am your father. So, yeah, that's a different one.
Another example, people say, mirror, mirror on the wall.
But originally is magic mirror on the wall.
Why does this happen? Those changes or misquoting, why do they happen?
There are several reasons.
Okay, one of them, clickbait journalism. Media needs attention. They need to make it shorter, stronger, more dramatic. So they either simplify or exaggerate.
Very good. Speed of news. Well, journalists often report very quickly, so no time to check exact wording. Small errors become big headlines.
True. Then a third one, translation problems. This is especially important for learners. A sentence in one language gets translated, then reported again, and meaning changes.
Yeah, that's true. Another is that repetition, is it equal to truth? Well, if people repeat something enough time, it starts to feel true, even if it's not.
So why this matters for English learners? This is where grammar meets real life, okay? And that's why when we learn reported speech properly, we can be accurate. Reported speech is not just grammar, it shapes meaning.
Fantastic. So next time you hear he said, she said, ask yourself, is that really what they said?
Because in English, small changes equal big meaning differences.
All right, fantastic. And that's why mastering reported speech makes you sound smarter and more precise. You know, just as we were speaking, Aline, I was thinking about a funny story about the film When Harry Met Sally, right? It's a film of 1989, I think, not just, it's an old one. But about translation, when they translated it into Spanish, there is a moment when they're in the restaurant that they use the word seldom as part of the Spanish, no, like seldom as a name. No, they put seldom. They didn't know what seldom meant. So rather than say raras veces, no, seldom, they thought it was a name of someone, and they then used it as a, well, yeah, seldom. Sí, sí, conozco a seldom, no? So then, okay, it's funny, no? So sometimes translation makes this. Okay, yeah. So let us go then to the question, right, that we left.
Mm-hmm. So the question was, ella me preguntó, ¿dónde trabajabas? No, ¿dónde trabajas? Sorry.
¿Dónde trabajas? Sí, sí. Muy bien, ¿eh? Así que la respuesta correcta sería, she asked me where I worked. Así que acuérdate, yeah, tenemos que pasar los presentes a los pasados.
Claro, worked, no work. Very good. Thank you very much. So now we want to hear from you. Please tell us something someone asked you recently. Use reported speech, of course.
Mm-hmm. So I don't know. For example, my boss asked me or my friend asked me. Just use one of those examples and share it. Share it with us. So what have we learned today? Today we learned reported questions, structure, real conversation use.
And what about next episode? Modal verbs, certainty and possibility.
Fantastic. Bueno, pues nada, ¿te animamos a probar una clase privada gratuita con nosotros?
Te garantizamos que tenemos los mejores profes, la mejor plataforma de e-learning, porque somos la mejor academia online de idiomas.
Sí, así que escríbenos al link de la descripción o también al QR que tenemos aquí.
Estás a un clic de hablar como un nativo.
Fantástico, ¿eh? Y como te dejamos aquí en este slide, si quieres saber qué necesitas para avanzar más rápido, pues nada, escanea el código o escríbanos también por WhatsApp, porque analizamos tu caso de forma personalizada. Pues animamos a seguir aprendiendo inglés con nosotros. Aline, muchas gracias, ¿eh? Thank you very much. It was very nice to do this podcast with you. And yeah, let's continue practicing. Bye for now. Bye-bye.